Hey everybody, Lauren here, and welcome back to another Friday edition of Fit Friends Happy Hour. In our previous episode, Katie and I talked about goals and looking back at your goals for the year. So in this quick episode, I wanted to touch on the part of goal writing that has really worked for me and that I've had a lot of success with. One of the things that really works for me is setting small ongoing goals to accomplish something bigger. And before I get into what I really mean by that, I have to walk you through an exercise that I do before I set these goals. So before you set goals, you really need to know what areas of your life you want to focus on. You know, you might sit down to write goals and write three things down and think, I don't even know what else to write. Chalene Johnson has this awesome exercise, and it's something you should do from time to time as things change in your life. So what you're going to do is you're going to rate from 1 to 10 your satisfaction in each of the 10 areas of your life. So 10 being completely satisfied, you would change nothing, and then 1 being, oh my gosh, this is the worst thing in the entire world. So you're gonna go through the 10 areas of your life that I'm about to list and mark them 1 through 10. Make sure you're being really, really honest with yourself, because if you're not, then it's not gonna do as much good. The 10 areas of your life are financial, spiritual, health, mental health, friends and family, your significant other or your love life, your environment, your career, your joy, so really your happiness. And the last one is your passion. So these last three that I just listed, career, joy, and passion. Your career is, you know, what you're doing on a regular basis, what you do to make money, whereas your joy is fun. You know, how much time are you really spending on fun, of doing things just for the fun of it? And then the last one, passion, that is, it could be tied in with your career, but not always. You know, if you're really passionate about charity or working with kids, but that's not your career, then these two things are separate. Sometimes they intermingle, so you might only have 9 areas of your life. I want to keep this episode short, so I'm not going to go into the details of what all of these mean, but they're pretty self-explanatory. Now, after you rate these 1 through 10, honestly, you'll then figure out, okay, wow, I didn't realize that I'm this dissatisfied with my environment. And your environment is the place that you are every day. So that could be your car, your office. And you then want to set a goal to improve that. I think a good one is, a lot of people that have messy cars, they hate it. It's so annoying to them. And it might not seem that big of a deal, but when you're in a messy car every single day, you know, that brings you down after a while. So the thing that really has made a huge impact is setting like little challenges for myself. Like whenever I do this assessment and I see that my environment, I'm really unhappy with my environment, I'll then think, okay, what can I do? Okay, well, for the next 30 days, I'm going to really focus on making sure my car is clean at the end of every day. So the last time I get out of my car for the day, I'm going to bring in all the trash, I'm going to bring in all the clothes, anything that I left behind. It's such a small little thing that you can do every day, but it'll make a big difference. And the only way you would know that that's important to you right now is by assessing your life. Another example that I'm doing right now that has to do with your spiritual life. So you could believe in anything. You know, you could believe in God, you could believe in just some other higher power. And maybe you're kind of dissatisfied with the amount of time you're spending on this, or your connection. You're not feeling a connection to anything right now. Maybe you want to spend 10 minutes a day reading the Bible or praying or doing whatever spiritual act it is that you want to do. Once again, by doing just 5 or 10 minutes of something every day, it's going to make a huge difference. But you have to put in the effort. You have to put in the thought, or it's not going to change, right? My last example for you is a nutrition example. So another thing that I'm doing right now is, I kept thinking, how can I refocus on my health and fitness during pregnancy? And I like to think of this as fitness and nutrition. So I usually set a goal on each of those. And as I said in the last podcast, my goal right now for fitness is to work out 5 days a week. But I'm having a really hard time eating vegetables now that I'm pregnant. So I was thinking, okay, what can I do to make sure I'm eating a good amount of veggies every day? I decided I'm going to put myself through a little challenge and eat a salad for lunch, any sort of salad, but eat a salad for lunch for 99 days. Now, this is just a challenge that I'm doing with myself. I haven't even told anyone besides David and now all of you guys, but this really works for me. So I'm sharing this because I'm thinking it might help and work for someone else, but I just looked at what's 99 days from the day that I started, which was about a week ago, and it was November 30th, and now I have a little reminder on my phone to eat a salad every day. And I know that's just going to move the needle just a little bit for me and make me feel like I'm doing something good, right? So what little challenge can you put yourself through, or what little small habit can you implement into your life that might make a big difference? Go through this exercise, figure out what you want to focus on, and let me know, because I would love to hear it. Well, that's it for this little episode. If you guys have any questions, please let us know on Instagram or by writing us a review on iTunes, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.